Heraklon Publishing presents Alexandra Ziolkowska Bohem. Open Wounds, A Native American Heritage, narrated by Melanie Flores. Foreword. Alexandra Ziolkowska Bohem started her first travels in the United States and Canada in the 1980s. Later, since 1990, she has resided in the United States and continued to write. In her earlier books about America, she had presented her interest in old and new cultures of North American Indians. The result of many visits to Indian reservations is her book, Open Wounds, A Native American Heritage, totally dedicated to Native Americans. The book is presented in literary reportage that was created from the author's confrontation with the reality of American Indians. The subject is broad, and time was not restrictive, since the book was written over a 10-year period. Old pictures of great value and modern pictures illustrate the book. Open Wounds, The Native American Heritage, is not only the result of curiosity of the Indian world, but a try of deeper penetration to understand the problems that are facing modern Indians. What is more, the author does not stop with a critique of the current situation, but tries to look for the recipe for resolution and salvation. Her attempts are shown particularly in the second part of the book, where interviews are recorded with authors who know about Indians, as well as with Indians themselves, such as Northern Cheyenne, Apache, Kiowa, and Chickasaw. Giving voice to the Indians, the people the book is about, is for sure a great attribute of Ziolkowska Bohem's book. Concrete examples by the author show how the politics of the American government in the past have led to sad social and economical situations under which many Indian tribes now exist. Pushing Indians onto barren reservations, pillaging their land, broken treaties, trying to make farmers from nomads and hunters, schools with dormitories where the Indian children were kept far away from parents and forbidden to use their own language, are only a few examples that the author gives in chapters like Sadness of Reservations and Bitter Recollections of Indian Schools. Not minimized is the negative involvement of the American government, whom the author blames for the current situation. She not only blames American politics, but also the often mistaken writing and reporting about Indians by American writers. She shows, with all due respect, and good feelings for the native people of the American continent, that blame for stagnation and sadness of reservations also rests in part with the Indians themselves due to their lack of willingness to decide on firm steps and action to resolve their crises. It, of course, pushes one to think about and diminish the stereotype opinion that all the blame is on white people only. It is not the only stereotype that the author alerts her readers of in her book. The writer shows many examples, and among them the Sioux Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, where most of the homes do not have running water or a sewage system, and where everywhere there is great poverty. Ziolkowska Bohem also describes the reservations in Texas and California, where some tribes use their potential that is given to them by American law, where they reach a substantial wealth by building casinos that on the reservations are free from income taxes. Casinos are able to finance many ambitious things, such as building schools, hospitals, and culture centers. On one hand, she tells about speeding, alcoholism, crime, and unemployment among Indians. On the other hand, she shows the people of Indian origin who are scientists, artists, and businessmen. Showing such contrasts is a great feature of the book, in which two faces of Indian America are shown. It is also an attempt to focus on different tribes, which are now over a few hundred, and which are different by customs, language, and beliefs. The writer also shows that Indians had a rational influence on the building of American society, and they are not only a race disappearing into the past. For example, the American Constitution was based on some principles and laws of the Iroquois Confederacy. One of the chapters shows the subject popularized by the movie Wind Talkers, the Indian Code Talkers, that in many ways greatly helped the Americans achieve victory in the Pacific during World War II. The Japanese never broke the code, which was mainly based on the Navajo and Comanche languages. Indians, the writer seems to show, balance on the edge of two worlds, the world of old tradition and beliefs, customs, and the world of modern works with all its good and bad. In such a context, the writer shows the problem of identity of Indian tribes based on, for example, of disappearing of tribal languages and even the description of Indians. Now, for political correctness, in the United States they are named as Native Americans or American Indians. The Indians themselves prefer to be called by the names of their tribes, as one who belongs to the Apache tribe, to be called simply Apache, not Native American. Now, the Indians feel and consider themselves as separate nations, not tribes. In Trouble with Identity, the author calls attention to the greatly discussed subject of the return to American Indians, of their artifacts, belongings, and goods. The possessions were part of graves or did have a special meaning in traditional Indian customs, and they were taken from graves by archaeologists and anthropologists of the 19th century. The issue creates a lot of emotion, but it has to be stressed that modern American law is on the Indian side in their efforts to retrieve these possessions. One of the first chapters tells the story of the sculptor Korczak Żółkowski from the family of the writer. After World War II, he started to sculpt a mountain in South Dakota. Sioux chiefs had asked him to sculpt the great chief Crazy Horse, who was one of the warriors in the Battle of the Little Big Horn in 1876, when the Indians defeated American cavalry commanded by General George A. Custer. Crazy Horse is the biggest sculpture in the world. After Korczak's death, his family continues his work, and the project includes an Indian cultural center. Summarizing, it has to be emphasized that the writer, with clear and picturesque language, was able to show the reader the things that are difficult for the whole of American society, which is still existing, with an open wound of injustice done to the Indians. It also seems that Żółkowska Bohem does not want to scratch the surface of the wound, but she looks for solutions to make the situation better for modern Indians, but she does not forget about their history. The whites and Indians created what is now one country, and the book describes the coexistence of both worlds. It is up to both sides to determine which way they will choose to go. Radoslaw Palonka, Jagiellonian University, Krakow, Poland. Fulbright Visiting Scholar at Arizona State University, participant at the Archaeological Works in Mesa Verde, Colorado. Dedication. I dedicate this book to my husband.